A customer tweets a complaint about a broken guitar. Within days, 14 million people watch the story unfold. A 22-year-old starts an online petition about a bank fee. 300,000 signatures later, a multi-billion dollar corporation reverses course. An intern at an 8-person startup makes a single phone call that 4 established brands ignored and wins a customer who shares the experience with 300,000 followers. This isn't science fiction. It's Tuesday. We're living through a transformation as profound as the shift from agriculture to industry, yet many leaders still operate as if it's 1995. The command and control hierarchies that dominated the 20th century, with their knowledge hoarding, rigid bureaucracies, and top-down edicts, are crumbling. Not because of some management fad, but because they simply can't compete anymore. The tools that once kept power concentrated at the top have been democratized. A single person with passion and a smartphone now wields influence that once required armies of PR professionals and millions in advertising spend. Resistance to this new reality comes in predictable flavors. Some dismiss social as a passing trend, like disco or pet rocks. Others remain comfortably ignorant, insisting their current success proves change unnecessary. Still others fear losing the power that hierarchy once guaranteed them. They're like the British naval ship in that famous exchange, demanding the lighthouse change course, not realizing they're demanding the impossible. Think about what's actually happening. Solopreneurs launch businesses from kitchen tables with virtually no capital, gaining traction through nothing but authentic engagement. Customers bypass marketing departments entirely, conferring with each other to decide what's worth buying. Job seekers ignore corporate PR, learning what companies are really like from current employees sharing unfiltered experiences online. Expertise has escaped the executive suite. Knowledge flows freely, rendering traditional gatekeepers obsolete. This shift runs deeper than platforms or technology. Today's workforce, particularly those who grew up with the internet, operates from fundamentally different assumptions. They trust more readily, communicate more openly, and expect collaboration from all directions. They don't understand why information should be hoarded or why good ideas should die in committee. Organizations clinging to industrial-age thinking aren't just outdated, they're actively repelling the talent and customers they need to survive. Remember when upsetting a customer meant they'd tell maybe 10 friends? Companies could ignore complaints, cheaper than fixing problems. That math exploded when United Airlines broke Dave Carroll's guitar and refused compensation. His YouTube video garnered 14 million views, costing United exponentially more than a replacement guitar. Here's what should terrify executives. We're barely scratching the surface. Only 58% of Americans use smartphones, just 20% globally. As billions more gain access, consumer power will grow exponentially. Bank of America learned this expensively. Their 2011 announcement of a $5 monthly debit card fee triggered 22-year-old Molly Catchpole's petition, which exploded to over 300,000 signatures. CEO Brian Moynihan's tone-deaf response, "They understand we have a right to make a profit," poured gasoline on the fire. The bank reversed course within a month. Verizon Wireless faced similar backlash over a $2 convenience fee, but reversed within one business day. "We made a mistake. We listened. We fixed it. We're sorry." Swift adaptation beats stubborn defense every time. The old 40-40-40 plan, work 40 hours weekly for 40 years to earn 40% pension, created an illusion of mutual loyalty, where employees felt lucky to have a job. Social media shattered that facade. When Target scheduled part-time employee Casey St. Clair to work on Thanksgiving, her Change.org petition against Black Friday creep gathered 375,000 signatures, forcing Target into damage control during their crucial sales period. Sites like Glassdoor now cover nearly 250,000 companies, offering job seekers unfiltered insights into workplace culture. Recruiters can polish their messaging. Current and former employees tell the real story. Yet this power cuts both ways. During HMV's mass layoff, their social media team live-tweeted the mass execution of loyal employees from the company's official account. The marketing director's panicked, "How do I shut down Twitter?" only made things worse. Screenshots had already spread among 65,000 followers. The deeper question haunts. Why would employees feel such contempt that they'd sabotage their workplace publicly? Traditional recruiting created a broken system where HR departments hid behind applicant tracking systems, screening by keywords, and sending applications into a resume black hole, prompting desperate candidates to submit even more applications in a worsening cycle. Social recruiting flips this dynamic. A social media profile reveals infinitely more than a resume: photos, passions, character, maturity, honesty. The statistics confirm the shift. 88% of job seekers maintain social profiles, 75% of the workforce is actively or passively seeking, and 98% of recruiters use social media, 97% on LinkedIn, 60% on Facebook, 52% on Twitter. Yet, social recruiting puritans eliminate candidates for trivial reasons: a red solo cup, occasional swearing, political opinions, seeking compliant candidates while avoiding risk. The irony? Passionate, creative contributors aren't safe, but they deliver innovative solutions that drive competitive advantage. The best social recruiters understand it's more social, less media. They don't just broadcast openings. They mentor, blog, and build relationships through Twitter chats and industry events. Employee referrals remain gold. Referred candidates are twice as likely to interview and have 40% better hiring odds. Social recruiting improves candidate experience, attracts committed applicants, and creates thriving talent communities. Real engagement is quantifiable effort tied to loyalty and emotional investment. Meaningful communication with customers, candidates, vendors, influencers, and employees. The foundation most leaders miss: you cannot build an engaged customer base without passionate, engaged employees. Companies like In-N-Out Burger, Southwest Airlines, and Conrad Hotels treat employees as trusted adults, capable of making decisions. Engaged employees work harder toward common goals, feel personal commitment to the mission, and tie their personal brands to their employer's success. The industrial age approach was performative theater, ignored suggestion boxes, surveys with zero follow-up, dreaded annual reviews, scripted happy hours. Consider two CEOs walking the same sales floor. Dave kept his eyes down, made minimal contact, and corrected behavior. Bud researched employees beforehand, connected on LinkedIn, mentioned them on Twitter, sat in the break room having genuine conversations, and became a living model of engagement. Within 30 days, the sales team voluntarily sought him out, trust developed, and sales dramatically increased. Same team, different leader, different results. When someone tweeted about needing running shoes after disappointing calls to major brands, Topo Athletics, a tiny 8-person startup, seized the moment. Their intern monitored social media, called directly, answered questions, and made the sale. That customer shared the experience with 300,000 followers. Established giants missed the opportunity, while the startup gained passionate advocates. For organizations with traction, online communities become the next evolution, gathering places bonded by common purpose and genuine companionship, not just social media accounts. U-Turn discovered this power after finding 200 job seekers and recruiters sharing knowledge selflessly in a Twitter chat. The startup pivoted from serving college career centers to embracing blogging and value-added content, genuinely helping young people find jobs. After a year of unpaid work, U-Turn appeared on top 100 lists. Mashable named it a top 5 online community for starting your career, followed by Wall Street Journal and USA Today mentions. Without traditional advertising, U-Turn became an overnight sensation built entirely through engagement, now seeing 1 million annual visitors and ranking among the top 20 Twitter accounts shared by recruiters, all on under $1,000 monthly. Successful community-driven brands share key characteristics: social leadership from the top, building around common purpose rather than product selling, prioritizing community goals, meeting members where they gather online, maintaining consistent facilitation, enabling self-moderation, and encouraging knowledge sharing. Every community eventually faces trolls. The best approach? Starve the trolls, feed the tribe. Try offering constructive roles. If that fails, terminate the relationship. Unchecked trolls drive away passionate members and replace companionship with confrontation. Social collaboration is fundamentally reshaping how businesses operate, lead, and profit. Fueled by economic shifts, changing work attitudes, and widespread distrust of large enterprises, social media has become the catalyst ending legacy enterprise dominance. The thesis? Be nimble or die. Go nano or go home. Management is becoming unnecessary. Scale limits growth. Not many generations ago, all companies were small. William Carnegie made damask cloth on a one-man loom selling to neighbors. The Industrial Revolution changed everything. Technology enabled huge factories where one capitalist could employ thousands. By 1913, when Henry Ford brought assembly lines to automotive manufacturing, cottage production was dead. The enterprise has ruled business for a full century. The shift crystallized when a business development entrepreneur met a potential employer and formed an instant partnership instead. Within 7 weeks, GrowthHacker.tv was live and profitable, with a break-even point under $1,000 monthly. Where major networks spend millions and employ thousands to launch shows, these three entrepreneurs did it with virtually no money in under 2 months, reaching hundreds of thousands of viewers. The Nano Corporation is the perfect killer app. Small teams of inspired professionals assembling to create exceptional products, then dispersing when projects complete. While nano companies make decisions almost instantly, large corporations suffer from bureaucratic layers, requiring multiple committees and months to approve changes. In today's creative knowledge economy, scale no longer provides the advantages it did for industrial manufacturing. The evidence surrounds us. Amazon versus Sears, Tesla outperforming GM, Red Bull dominating traditional beverage companies. Legacy enterprises not embracing social collaboration march toward obsolescence, while nimbler competitors leverage both traditional advantages and social age tools. The future belongs to those bold enough to challenge outdated practices and own the chaos.